This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria on the job here with the news, discussions of what's going on, travel plans, any of that sort of thing. They'll be affected by the weather over much of the country. If you're flying to Chicago today, forget it. Any place in the Midwest, pretty much you can forget it. But the storm is, weakening is probably not the right way to put it, but it is moving north, so it'll affect the Canadians more than it will affect the Americans as it moves out of New England anyway. So that's that story. Meanwhile, the discussion, a couple of things that have been going on here. I was talking with a fellow and we had on the broadcast, if you didn't hear it, you can catch it on our podcast, the DJV Show podcast, the conversation with Del Fike, from Nebraska, a cattle farmer, talking about the common sense way of growing things. And one of the things that came out in the conversation, which I thought was worth underscoring, ladies, for a moment, was our lifeline. A lot of people have noticed that we were at a point, I think it was 78.7 years was the average lifespan of an American, and it's dropped back down over a year in the last couple of years, and people have blamed it on COVID, which is somewhat accurate. But another side of the story is that because the food we're eating is manufactured and grown by such corrupt companies, that we're now seeing the signs in terms of aging and what it's the toll is taking on our bodies, what we are inflicting on our bodies with the food that we are eating is causing our life cycle to be shorter. And there's no getting around that, especially when you get back to the origins of the things that are being used to increase yields on farms made by companies who were responsible for pesticides and things worse than that in the Second World War to a point, but more the Vietnam War, Agent Orange and all that stuff, the chemicals that were used to kill foliage and kill people, have all been used to help the farmers here. I say help in quotation marks, not only here, but around the world, other than places where it's been outlawed. You know, you can't, in some countries, in Europe, you can't buy anything from Monsanto. It's all outlawed. Roundup is outlawed. All the other stuff that they have is outlawed.
They're too big of a lobby here. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Lobbyists run and ruin the countries. And ruin them.
And other countries, too. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's a little kind of kibitzing going on around Adele. Apparently she's going to go on the Graham Norton show today. She's also going to be in Britain to perform at the Brit Awards. But there's a whole big to-do following her Las Vegas residency cancellation. And so is she becoming too much of a...
Everybody wants to believe she's nice, right? So,
yeah.
God
she
forbid that she would break that mold.
I think that she is nice. I think that there's also...
She's standing up for herself, maybe.
Look at the stuff that we... Look at the very long rope that we extend to artists, right? I mean, look at the stuff that Kanye gets away with, and people still buy his albums. No one cares. Women are just expected to so be nice all the time.
Everybody was so shocked when they found out that Ellen was could be awful sometimes.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, this is a woman who's like running her business, running her brand. She's not going to be nice all the time. And so I think it's funny that people make a big deal about it. What I think Adele gets points down for is that she just lied to people. I think she would have had much better time just saying, hey, the show wasn't ready. I'm a perfectionist and I wanted it to look great and it wasn't up to snuff, instead of like crying about COVID. But
I mean, she did the night before the show was supposed to start.
People
flew in from around the world.
They were there.
I mean, around the world. People were already there to see her on her opening night, and to cancel it at the last minute.
Not a good look.
No.
Not a good look. Also, this bill in California, Jennifer, that will mandate school officials to search a student's backpack or a locker. How's that going over? That seems not to be such a great look either.
Well, yes and no.
Maybe
there are already
necessary, but
yeah. So this, the word mandate is, I think, what is probably the most troublesome, because that doesn't allow for much wiggle room. But California says that they are going to require school administrators to gather firearm information when registering students and search a student's personal property in the event of a credible violent threat. So State Bill 906, it's Anthony Portantino, who's in actually right down the street from me in La Cañada, Flint Ridge, supposed to give school districts the mandate that they need to investigate and act on threats. They say that this is just going to be a proactive measure that would prepare educators and parents. And look, if there's a threat of school shooting, I don't think there's a person on the planet who would say, okay, go for it, search and siege, basically, because you've got the right anyway on school campuses. I think schools can go through people's lockers and stuff. This would just be personal belongings.
Yeah.
But then when does that go too far? There's a story out of Simi Valley today that says a kid was literally made to study by himself, an independent study, and was, like, had a teacher, like, mess with his face, like, hit his nose because the kid was having a panic attack and couldn't wear the mask, and the teacher was insisting that the kid had the mask up above his nose and took it upon himself to physically adjust the mask. And so then you think, okay, well, if that kid's looked at as, like, someone who's a terrorist because he's having a panic attack, then all of a sudden does that kid's, stuff get seized when it really they have no basis. So, again, mandates, when you trust the people who are employing them, are great. When you don't, then that's when the problems are starting.
The overdose death of Michael K. Williams, the actor. December this took place? And
yeah,
apparently
is this
four
the guy
people?
From The Walking Dead? Because this is not a household name. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, The Wire. I don't know if he was in Walking Dead. I know he was in The Wire.
He was in Walking Dead, too. Yeah.
He was, yeah. So he died of an overdose, and so now they're charging four people because they say they're members of a drug distribution crew that supplied a mix that was deadly to Michael Williams, and it was fentanyl-laced heroin. And they have the deal recorded on a security camera. Fentanyl is so dangerous. And
the tiniest amount can kill someone.
I know.
It's so
scary. And they're
scary.
Using, the thing that's awful is that they're using the border to bring this stuff over, and it's just coming in unchecked, and it's coming straight from China. This is another way that China's trying to kill us. They're creating this cheap drug. They know people
it's
get a hold
of it. It's being
flown
in, too. It's all coming from China.
Yeah, and so I think there were boats
that were seized off the East Coast down in Florida, too, with fentanyl.
Yeah.
I mean, it's coming from everywhere.
When are we waking up, folks? When are we waking up?
Well, we have to wake up. The problem is we have to wake up to our own opioid crisis, because if these are addicted people, we can't just blame the supplier. You've got to address the addiction. And so
they make it easy to get it, though. They help it along.
It's kind of an interesting one, because I agree. And that was one thing that Trump did that I thought was really important. He was touched along the campaign trail up in the Northeast, seeing the opioid crisis that's up in Vermont and New Hampshire, and made it a part of his Health and Human Services Committee to make sure that there was an effort to try to go after people who are, not go after, but help people who are opioid addicted. But a lot of time what's happening is people are buying cocaine, or they're buying what they think are party drugs and harmless, and they're being laced with fentanyl. And I think that's where the criminal charges come in. If you're buying one thing and then it's got fentanyl in it, I'm not making an excuse, I'm not a drug person, but like if you're buying marijuana or you're buying cocaine and it's got fentanyl in it, you've got big problems.
All right, so here's another big problem with China. And I'm confused, honestly. I admit to being confused about the relationship or the inference that there's a relationship between China and the Trudeaus. And what is going on? Is there some relative? Or what is this? I can't try to put the pieces together.
This Justin Trudeau, I've been reading a lot about him this week. And I don't know if you guys read his tribute to Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
Pretty stunning. Great orator, did so much for the health care, safety, and education of his people, all of this stuff. So now, that was in 2016. Now there are reports out that say that he has enriched himself that his family, not only him, but his family has ties to Beijing and to China, and that they essentially, the whole Trudeau family has been bought off by some of the people at the highest level of China. So there's, and there's documentation to prove it, that there's these financial and political relations between the Chinese government and the Trudeaus dating back to the 1960s with Justin Trudeau's dad visiting China at that point and making these big deals.
When you say he's enriched himself, how has he enriched himself?
Oh, like by the millions of dollars. I mean, there's
yeah,
a report.
What?
So this
what
book
is he
that's
invested
out,
in Chinese companies or something?
Not investing in. I think they make deals and the Chinese companies pay them off for. Yeah. So this book that's out, Peter Schweizer has a book that links all of the big power families in our country and in this case, Canada, called Red Handed, How American Elites Get Help or Get Rich Helping China Win. One of the accusations, and this should be pretty easy to prove and disturbing, is that Hunter Biden took a check of millions of dollars, like to the tune of $20 million from China while Biden was in the White House. So not even like 10 years
there's
ago,
not,
5 years
there's
ago.
There's enough smoke to that thing. That
well, it should be easy. Just show your bank records and yes or no. Trudeau, if the
Trudeau
already
go through all of Hunter's bank records, though.
I don't think that that's true. That's all private information. You have to have a special counsel who would do that or an investigation into it.
Right, look at
his laptop is under investigation by the FBI. But the financial records,
don't most people accept that that's what happened at this point?
This is very frustrating because this is probably happening with everybody who is president and has somebody who's making money, whether it's Carter's brother, Clinton's brother, the Trump kids, Hunter Biden. I mean, everybody makes money when someone is
in
the White
House.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. Look, what side of the aisle you're on.
Look, they all make millions of dollar book deals, but we have to figure out which politicians are enriching themselves off of China. And I think the answer is a lot of Democrats and a lot of Republicans.
But Hunter Biden and the Trump kids and
Clinton's
brothers.
Right,
but they weren't elected officials. And that's where it gets murkier.
If Don Jr. had a $20 million check from China, do you think people would be upset about it?
I don't think we know exactly where the Trump kids' money
comes
from.
I think what's more upsetting is the number of people who are in Congress. I mean, it's all upsetting. But the number of people in Congress who have benefited financially to the tune of tens of millions
of
dollars.
Yeah, well, this is all divided, the son of the president. So we can keep sweeping it under the rug, but it's not helping us.
All right, 18 after the hour, here to help the DJV show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, they're in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Carrasco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour. I bet you are all wondering who it is that's being nominated for induction into the Music Hall of Fame. We've decided to change the name here on the DJV program. No longer will it be called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, mostly because of some of the people who are already in and some of the people who are beloved performers who are being nominated. We'll go through that list right after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Okay, so you follow my drift there, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the DJV program, supplying you with a list of the nominees into the Hall of Fame. And because Dolly Parton is on the list, because Dionne Warwick is on the list, neither of them are rockers. Does that mean that we need to change the name of the Hall of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to just the Music Hall of Fame and get, we might as well put Luciano Pavarotti in there? Right?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think it would be great. You know, I think the Grammys, I'm surprised actually that the Grammys or that organization hasn't already decided to do their own version of the Rock Hall. But, it seems like it's fallen on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to include all these other artists.
Well, it's very political. It's like everything else. For example, the Moody Blues should have been invested. They should have been in one of the early classes when they first got this started. It took them until, what, 3 years ago to get in there, even though there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people screaming and clamoring to get the Moody's into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What classic performer more belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame than the Moody's? But because the people running it didn't like Justin Hayward, they didn't get in. Or they finally
Was that what it was?
Yeah, it was that. And
I mean, it's always very political. Jan Wenner, who used to run Rolling Stone magazine, is in charge of it, and it's he really thinks of highly of himself. And so, it is very political. But I do like that they're opening it up more to whether it's punk bands or R&B or rap.
There are people
rap.
On here that nobody knows. Who knows A Tribe Called Quest?
Everyone knows.
Not me.
Okay, well, then everyone but you, like,
Rage
everybody
Against
knows
the
them.
Machine. Who is this? Rage Against
I don't
the
like
machine.
Their music, but that's, yeah, they're a huge band.
The New York Dolls.
Yep. The New York Dolls are...
MC5.
Fila New York
Quitty.
Dolls.
Who's that?
I don't know who that is. But, like, Eurythmics and Judas Priest and Kate... I would put Kate Bush farther down that list. Devo, sure. Dionne Warwick,
right.
Okay.
Speaking of musicians, quickly, looks like David Crosby and Stephen Stills are joining their pal, the whole group now. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young say, yank our music from Spotify. So down goes the value of Spotify. One more time. 28 past the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
Remember how 15 years ago I switched to Progressive? Well, I used all those savings to buy that golf club that swings for you. But now everyone who plays golf is really good because, you know, the club swings for you. In the future, which is now.
So switch to Progressive and save big because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
5G-capable device required. Actual availability.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Special Forces conducted what the Pentagon says was a successful counterterrorism operation in northwestern Syria against al-Qaeda members early Thursday. People on the ground after the raid said at least 13 people were killed, including women and children. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a brief statement there had been no U.S. casualties in the Special Operations Forces mission, and more information would be released when available. This Syrian witness on NBC News says, quote, "We heard fire. There was shelling from airplanes and machine guns," end quote. President Biden's press secretary, Jen Psaki, said the U.S. officials are boycotting the Winter Olympics because of China's treatment of the Uyghur minority amounts to ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity. This diplomatic boycott by U.S. and several other Western countries is symbolic. The athletes from all these countries are still competing. The Winter Olympics begin Friday. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As the President and the Attorney General visit New York City today to discuss the crime wave running rampant in the Big Apple, former NYPD Lieutenant Darren Porcher on Fox Business says this is merely a distraction to the root cause. Soft on crime district attorneys not holding criminals accountable.
I think this is a troubling trend, and we need to do something about it. We need to interdict it immediately. When we speak in the wake of Joe Biden coming to the city of New York and having a meeting with the governor and the mayor in connection with gun crimes, I think that this is more of a distraction, because what you're going to hear is the introduction of gun control laws. But we have the toughest gun control laws on the books in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. However, the common denominator is we have district attorneys that are not willing to uphold the rule of law. You have to enforce the laws on the books. Don't focus on gun control. Joe Biden is running around with his hair on fire in the wake of the up-and-coming midterm elections, and he's looking to get information out there as if he's standing towards public safety, but that's not the case. Our fallen comrades in the NYPD are prime examples of the crime control strategies not working.
The nation's first stretch of road to wirelessly charge electric vehicles while they're in motion on the highway will begin testing next year in Detroit. Electrion Wireless, an Israeli company whose plug-free charging infrastructure is already being tested in Europe, will deploy its first U.S. pilot in Detroit, Michigan's Central District. USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
More of what you need to know about today. Wednesday is gone. Thursday is here. Tomorrow is Friday. For those of you who have lost sight of the fact, it's February the 3rd on the DJV program. When Chucker's here later on, I probably shouldn't promote this. Well, anyway, some people are able to hold on. If you don't hold on, then you can listen to it at djvshow.com, the whole program. Some stations take bits and pieces of the program, which is cool. That's great. But anyway, we're going to talk about apparently Andy McDowell was all over the place yesterday talking about Bill Murray and what foolishness went on during the filming of Groundhog Day. How many years ago? Was that 20? How many years ago was that?
Oh, geez, I don't know. I just watched it last night because I always have. I always like to watch it on Groundhog Day.
I love her.
I love that movie.
I would like to run away with her. I think she's really fabulous. She's in that that movie Coda. No, who's in that movie? Yeah, no, it's not. She's not in Coda. She's in something else, though, that's around. And she's such, so charming, and she has a beautiful face and that nice way about her. I've loved her ever since Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Oh,
I thought, she's just fabulous. Okay, here's the story of a man from Georgia. I don't know what else to say about this. His wife asked him for a divorce. He pulled out his gun, and he shot her 7 times.
For
and
real?
And now he's going to jail. He's 65 years old, and he's getting 65 years in the slammer.
Oh.
Shot his wife 7 times. Okay. That, a little harsh, you think?
Jeez.
The protocols for the Beijing Olympics. This is something that becomes more bizarre or more annoying, maybe both of those things, every single day as the Olympics get started tomorrow, right? Isn't it tomorrow the first day of the Olympics?
Yep.
You
yep.
see some coverage on some of the cable channels already. So the safety measures and protocols, according to the Olympic Committee and the Chinese government, the protocols are similar, they say. They're trying to mute all of the criticism aimed at the Chinese. So they're telling everybody that they're the same as those that were employed at the Tokyo Summer Olympics. You buy that, and I'll sell you the bridge in Brooklyn. Okay? There's not, there isn't anything. The spectators that are dumb enough to show up are going to be barred. Tickets are not sold to the general public. So that's not what happened in Tokyo, is it? No. I'm going to have a one-way conversation. Feel free to jump in anytime, Victoria.
Okay.
Athletes and other participants need to be fully vaccinated or complete a 21-day quarantine. Okay, that's reasonable, but that didn't happen in Tokyo. Participants will undergo daily testing during the games and multiple times beforehand, according to all the reports. Did that happen in Tokyo? No, it didn't. So for them to come out, the International Olympic Committee, and say everything's the same as it was in Tokyo is just a load of manure. And it shows you how deeply connected the Chinese communist crumbums are connected to the IOC. And it's a complete payoff as far as I'm concerned. This playbook is outrageous. Anyway, anybody who goes over there, the NBC people aren't even going to go there. They're going to do it off of the television cameras.
Yep.
Nobody's going over there. Nobody. How many? What's the story with the United States? Do we have a full complement of Olympic athletes at the games?
We have everybody. Yep, Shaun White. I mean, I'm going to watch the snowboarding because it's Shaun White's
final Olympics.
Don't you like
hockey Olympics. Too?
I do. But Olympic hockey, I don't really pay that much attention to
it. Isn't there a girl on the hockey team?
There's a women's hockey team. They have.
There is a women's.
So the women's hockey team is always fun to watch, and they're really good. But I always love the snowboarding, and I really do like the figure skating as well. Adam Rippon, who is one of our former, he won I think bronze a couple Olympics ago. He is now a coach, and so he has a young up and coming star in the figure skating world. So I love him, and he's over there with her coaching her. So I want to watch some of the figure skating, but the rest of the stuff I don't really care about.
Yeah,
like the one where you cross-country ski and then you shoot something. Like, I don't even understand what that is.
Huh?
Like that, no, it's an actual event. Yeah, it's like cross-country skiing with, like, a bow and arrow on your back, and then you shoot a tree, and then you ski. It's very odd.
Sounds like a bad cowboy movie.
And then, like, there's the curling, right? You know, the thing with the pushing the thing on the ice, and you got to sweep really fast. Like, that's, I don't even understand
curling
what that
is. Curling, for me,
is
what they do in the weight room. I don't know about curling on there, but, yeah. The opening ceremony.
Arnold. That's very Arnold of you.
Arnold. The opening ceremony is actually at 6 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday. For those of you who are planning to watch
it. They cut it short, too.
Did they?
Yeah, they cut it way down because I think they don't have the capacity crowds, and I think for COVID stuff, they're just making it shorter. Plus, no one is carrying a four-hour-long opening ceremony. So, I mean, a lot of international media is just not carrying it. So
what kind of starch is Chevrolet getting for being the biggest sponsor of the Olympics, I wonder?
I haven't heard anything, to be honest. I don't know. If they are getting a backlash, I don't know. I mean, this is so tough because I want to support all of the American athletes.
Of course. Yeah.
And there are so many. Like I said, Shaun White is the greatest snowboarder of all time, and American grown and raised and trained, and he redefined the sport. This is his final Olympics. I hate to see that. I just wish that they would have moved it out of Beijing, and I think it would have been a completely different experience and story.
So the first openly non-binary, I think I may have asked you this before, but I forgot, this guy, Timothy LeDuc, who is the non-binary? That means he's not a male, he's not a female. Is that what that means?
No, what does that mean? Non-binary means, okay, so I always go back to this example because I know that you're familiar with it. Taylor Mason on Billions is non-binary.
Yeah. Right.
They,
exactly.
Them,
yeah.
Theirs. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, anyway, so there's a lot going on with the Olympics, and we wish the American team well. The snowboarding team looks kind of cool. A lot of the women and the men. Well, this is
women snowboarders that we have are incredible.
I can see why a lot of these guys, you know, the whole business about handing out condoms. Some of these young athletes look. All right, that's probably an inappropriate thing for me to say. But anyway.
Well, you have a lot of hot, fit people, so you know,
yeah,
like, this
exactly.
is a lot of energy.
Right. All right. Speaking of hot, fit people. Back to Dolly Parton, who's nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Apparently, Dolly and Kelly Clarkson have done a new version of 9 to 5. I don't know if you've heard this enough. Phil, do we have this
new
version?
We don't have the new version. It's not out
yet. We don't have the new version. It's not out.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
they did a duet, I think, on her show, on Kelly's show.
Oh.
But then they're recording a new version for the documentary.
So the documentary does have Jane Fonda and Dolly Parton and Lily Tomlin in it, and they all talk about the movie. I thought there was going to be a new version of it. Wasn't there talk about there being another version of 9 to 5?
They have been talking about that. It didn't really come to fruition, but as yeah. sort of a consolation prize, Dolly is on the final season of Grace and Frankie, so you'll get to see all three actresses
all
together again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dabney Coleman, I think, is dead, isn't he? Did he die? He was the
I
boss in 9 to 5. Great
oh, the boss?
Great,
I don't know.
Great character actor. Oh, yeah. He was in every place. Allison Janney, who was in 9 to 5 on Broadway.
That was a big hit on Broadway, too.
Yeah, apparently. She's another one who's fabulous.
Yeah.
I remember sitting, I'm not trying to be a name dropper, but she lived in the same neighborhood. I had a house in Ocean Park for 6 years in Santa Monica, and she lived on the next street. And when I got Charlotte, she had a bulldog, and we sat out on the front porch of her place. When I walked by one day, walking Charlotte, she came out and she said, "Oh, I have a bulldog too." And I kind of knew who she was, and it wasn't like we assumed. I told her who I was, and then it was obvious that I assumed that she assumed that I knew who she was. Anyway, that was in the West Wing days, and so we took a walk with the dogs down to the beach. So she was very just nice, like a good neighbor would be.
She seems so cool. I
very
love
nice. Yeah, very nice. Very cool, too. She's a good actress. Anyway, so that's that story. Dolly has, God love her, she's same age as I am and rolling right along. She and Duncan Hines are collaborating on a line of baking mixes and frostings. She says, "I've always liked to cook. Growing up in the South, mom and pop kind of cooking. Baking was no different. I had plenty." Can you imagine her in the kitchen?
She loves. Apparently, she still loves baking.
Yeah.
She posted a video of herself making all kinds of stuff that they have now with Duncan Hines. So
my mama, my grandmother, my aunts, yeah. all wonderful bakers, taught me everything I know from biscuits and gravy to chocolate cake. Now I'm really getting hungry being on this damn diet.
Oh, the diet that allows for milkshakes and cookies and ice cream, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
I may
I love
be
this
violating
diet. That's probably the
somewhat.
Best diet ever.
Yes, it is. So that's that story. Let's go back to music for a second, because today is the anniversary of the passing of Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, the big bopper. In that plane crash, you know that story, right? It was a snowstorm.
Sure, yeah.
And they were going from Lubbock to wherever the next stop was, and they had a bus, but these guys were in a hurry to get there, and so they commandeered this private plane, and they went up and they went down. And it killed them all instantly, and that's why they called it
the
Day the Music Died. I'm going to guess 1960. I want to say it's maybe 67, but it might have been before that. It might have been 60, as early as 63. I don't remember the exact year, but I know that it was immortalized. Remember the line from American Pie, the day the music died, Don McLean's song about that's what American Pie is all about, the death of these guys. So bye-bye, American Pie. Sad.
Man,
I get
if you
not,
have
I
any
know,
musical talent, do not get on a small plane. It just doesn't end well.
No, it doesn't matter what your talent is. Stay the hell off of small
planes.
Well,
yeah, but especially, there's like a curse. I mean, yeah. Look at the, who was it? Wasn't it half of, Oh, shoot. What was his name? The famous country. Well, yeah, Skynyrd, obviously, there was that.
Leonard
but then there
Skynyrd?
Was just a couple years ago, there was a half of a country duo, right? The,
yeah,
the guy died in a helicopter crash in Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, no helicopters, no small planes. Yeah, it's just
you know what we missed the other day? It was National Hot Chocolate Day. Hot chocolate, there are probably very few things. I love hot chocolate if it's got milk in it. Watery hot chocolate, awful. Yeah. Even if you put cream on it, it's not any good.
Do you know who makes the world's worst hot chocolate? And I'm putting this out there as a PSA.
Yeah.
And it's pretty surprising, but the very worst hot chocolate that I've ever had in my life is from Starbucks. So just save your money and don't even bother. Go down to 7-Eleven, and that's where they have the best hot chocolate on the planet. That's the best.
Best hot chocolate is made in places that know, like a Waffle House with a waffle. Nothing better than hot chocolate with a waffle.
That's a packet of Swiss Miss.
Swiss Miss is all right.
Swiss Miss is fine, but, you know.
All right, speaking of my diet, I'm getting a little help here. I'm not much getting support from Victoria, but I'm getting a lot of help from Calitrin. Calitrin works wonderfully well. Works wonders. All natural way, number one choice for healthy weight loss. You got to check it all out, including their contest they have right now. It's a fit contest, getting fit for 2022. Check it out and all the other great things you can do to save yourself at Calitrin. With Calitrin, you can go to Calitrin.com or TopLoss.com.
For Valentine's Day, jewelry gifts remain the ultimate symbol of what love should be, precious and eternal. Amanda Gizzi with Jewelers of America says that finding the right gift is easier than you think.
For Valentine's Day, all jewelry gifts are appreciated. However, jewelry that has a sweet sentiment, like heart-shaped jewelry, really shines. Colored gemstones are also very popular right now, and with so many beautiful options for earrings, necklaces, rings, or bracelets, gemstone jewelry feels extra personal. For those looking for a foolproof gift, ask your jeweler about diamond earrings and necklaces as they remain timeless gifts that can be worn with everything.
Any other good tips?
When buying the perfect piece of jewelry, find a reputable jeweler, like those who are members of Jewelers of America. They uphold the highest ethical standards and will help you find the perfect piece for your loved one and your budget.
For a list of professional jewelers near you, visit jewelers.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
I'm here at the Big Game Headquarters. Total Wine and More, stocking up for the big celebration. The perfect bourbon, local craft beer.
Forgetting something?
Oh, yeah. Cabernet, seltzers.
The day after is Valentine's Day.
Whoa, new game plan.
You got this. Total Wine can help you score the perfect bubbly, too.
Thank you. I would have been.
You sure would have.
Total Wine and More. Pickup and delivery available. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Another song that we all can recognize here on the DJV Music Program with Chuck Curry as co-host. Victoria and Chuck and Doug here at 53 past the hour. Why are we playing that music?
First, I'm going to ask Victoria, do you remember this movie, Flashdance?
I've never seen it. No, okay, I know what it is, but I've never seen
it. Here's the thing: it's in 1983. This movie came out. It was what was called a sleeper. It was a smaller movie with Jennifer Beals, who was very appealing in this film. Had a really good dance track. She was really.
Her father was
really
Jerry
good.
Orbach. Remember?
And the boyfriend was Michael Norrie. This movie got good word of mouth. It became a big box office hit. Now, Paramount owns the property. They've taken a handful of properties, including this one, and they're going to take it from movie into a weekly series. They're going to do Flashdance. They're going to do Fatal Attraction series, The Italian Job, Love Story. That really goes back into the 70s with Ryan O'Neal and Ally McGraw.
Does anyone want any of this?
A Grease prequel.
Do we need
any
of this?
A Godfather prequel. I don't know. I always said the hard part to do, I understand why they want to do it, because, you know, they rather have a name property that has a familiar tone to people to roll the dice on production value. But taking a 2-hour movie or an hour and a half movie and then making it into a weekly TV series, I mean, it's been done before to a lot of success.
Look, it works very well with, right, and it works really well with Cobra Kai. Works really well.
I do think Flashdance will work. I don't think it'll work with a Grease prequel. I don't like that idea. Fatal Attraction, if it's a limited series of 10 episodes or less, I think can work. They try to make that 2 or 3 seasons. I don't get it, but who knows? If the ratings are good, they always want to stretch the rubber band.
Yeah. All right, Tom Cruise has asked the NASA administrator about spaceflight, because apparently he's shooting his next movie in the International Space Center. Did you know that?
I did. It's not the whole movie, but it's a part of it. That's a pretty ambitious project.
It is. He's going to maybe do a spacewalk. Can you imagine filming that? I remember the scenes when you thought that Bullock and George Clooney were outside in that movie,
right,
where Clooney gets killed.
Gravity.
Spoiler alert.
Gravity.
Sorry, Victoria. Gravity.
Gravity.
But it looked like they were outside. So how does, if you really shoot a movie with Tom Cruise actually outside of the space station, how is it going to look different than what they shot in the studio behind a green screen?
I don't know how different it'll look, but you'll know it was real, so it'll be, I guess, yes, it'll be fascinating, because it captures something on film with an actor that's never been done before. I don't have this in front of me. Off the top of my head, I was just reading that a 30-second commercial in the Super Bowl this year is going to be $6 million.
Yeah.
Up $500,000 from last year. Now, the average advertising budget domestically for a big movie is between $30 and $40 million. So, Don, I ask you this question, Doug. Would you spend $6 million on a 30-second commercial to advertise a big movie? Yes or no?
It depends on the movie and the audience, much as anything else. I would spend it to promote Murder on the Nile.
Yeah.
I think I would spend it to promote the next installment of Downton Abbey.
They're going to do it. The Tom Cruise movie Maverick. That's one of them that they know. They don't know everyone. Some of them have been kept a secret. Yeah, I mean, I would do it with Jurassic World Dominion. I would take a flyer on $6 million for a 30-second spot if it's a good trailer and it gets good buzz. It has to be a good trailer, like a good commercial.
Yeah.
It's not a good commercial, not memorable. $6 million is a lot of money, but it is still the last collective experience in this country where more than 100 million people will watch a single event. Unlike the Oscars, Doug, which will probably get less than 10 million viewers, I would say, this year, when it used to get 40-50 million plus.
A lot of people are going to. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is going to tackle his newest role as a cult leader, the Jim Jones movie, White Knight.
Yeah, I saw that. Listen, I like him. I'm a fan. You know, for people who remember Jim Jones in 1978, 918 million cult members took a cyanide and went up committing suicide. That was an awful
DiCaprio's
event.
In this movie, too, I think.
No, he's doing a separate version of the same story.
Oh, he is. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he is. But it is a fact. I think this one is going to be told through the eyes of a survivor. So
yes.
It's sort of a different spin on the subject.
All right.
Well, he's great. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is awesome.
I like him a lot.
I didn't know there were any survivors. I didn't remember there were survivors.
I did not know that either.
Yeah, no. I thought they were all gone. Drink the Kool-Aid. That's where that expression came from.
Yeah,
all right, Chuck, a good man.
So.
Chuck Curry here with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, 59.
Hi, I'm Al Averroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.